It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation, and welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Thank you for joining us. Each of you are treasured. You're valued. You have a purpose. Take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. Strive for excellence. We have work to do every day. We need to be doing at least one thing as our civic duty. And one of those one things that I would recommend is to write to Donald Trump and ask that he have a meeting with Reggie Carr of I'm a Trumpster. As you know, Johnny Thomas and Reggie Carr, business partners, came to Colorado during this last election with their 45-foot bus that they purchased to take into ethnic communities and to start to teach and preach the conservative message, the message that economic and political freedom is better than this Democrat idea of division and dependency and destruction. And they're not going to give up. This is a long-term education challenge that we have. Radical regressive left has taken over our education system, taken over much of culture, and we need to start to engage in this ideological battle in all ways that we can. The other thing about Reggie and Johnny is they are music writers, music producers, and in fact, Reggie had written the song back when the Broncos won the Super Bowl, and it was, I think it was called Hit 'Em When They're Down, and it was actually the number one song in this, you know, in the Rocky Mountain region, obviously, when the Broncos won. And he'd also written a song honoring Daddy Bruce. And so he understands this music industry, and kids from all different races ethnic music, and that is another way that they're going to work to change our culture. But they'd really like to have an audience with President Trump. And so what you need to do, and we have it in the recaps each day, is the address of where to send this. But send a letter to Donald Trump, a note, and say, just asking him to meet with Reggie Carr and Johnny Thomas. And that address is Donald Trump, care of Mar-a-Lago Club, 1100 South Ocean Boulevard, Palm Beach, Florida, 33480. I've not written my note yet, but I'm going to do that today, Steve. That's on my to-do list.
Well, yeah, mine as well. Is that address on your website?
It's not on my, well, it is. What you need to do is go to the show recap each day, and it's on the show recap is where you can find it.
Okay, we're so good at spitting out an address so quick, and people are furiously trying to write it down.
Right. And so, yes, you can go to my website, just click on like yesterday's show recap or today's show recap, which will be there. So just click on yesterday's. It should be there. And yes, send that note. And you can always email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well, although it's probably faster just to go to the show recap right now. Always like to say thank you to this team that I get to work with as producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. And all the people here at Crawford Broadcasting. And it's St. Patrick's Day. I always love St. Patrick's Day. It's just a very festive day, Steve.
It is. I don't know. You can tell I'm getting older, but sometimes I get a little bit set off by people who will use something like this as an excuse to, you know, drink to excess and then all the issues that that causes. But otherwise, it's a great day.
That does happen sometimes on St. Patrick's Day. But be careful out there, my friends. And be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. As we just mentioned, recaps of the shows are there. You just click on the picture for each show, and that'll bring up the podcast and then also the written copy, the written information there as well. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. That way you get first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our most recent podcasts. and our most recent op-eds. And thank you to each and every one of you for contributing to support our independent voice. And independent voices are very important right now, and seems like some days they're fewer and farther between, but yet on the other hand, there's so many people that are stepping up, Steve, to engage in this battle of ideas.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I'm not, I just stand back and watch it go sometimes. It's awesome.
Yeah, we have a lot going on here. And boy, we're going to have another great America's Veteran Stories with Kim Munson this Sunday. We are starting a series with some of our Vietnam veterans. Colonel Bob Fisher, retired United States Marine Corps. Paula Sarles, she is a Vietnam era Marine as well as a Gold Star wife. And Grady Birdsong are our guests. And Grady is a Vietnam veteran as well, a Marine. And we're going to be doing, so Colonel Fisher has written a book, Echoes of Our War. And when we, Helen Raleigh has recommended that we start Freedom Libraries. My friends, make sure that you have books that you can share with your children, your grandchildren, your nieces, your nephews. And I would recommend that you add this book in. But Colonel Fisher interviewed 10 different Vietnam veterans, and we will be interviewing many of them throughout the series. And also, Paula is raising money for the United States Marine Corps Memorial out in Golden. And the person that contributes the most throughout this series will actually get a signed copy of the book of all of the veterans in there. And it's going to be something very special. So be sure and listen 3 to 4 p.m. this Sunday. It's very... these stories are so important with all that's going on in our country and tearing down our history or tearing down our ancestry, if you will. These stories are super important, Steve.
Well, like you said, part one comes this coming Sunday, and I guess we'll be recording part two later today. So how many parts are you going to?
I'm not sure, because the thing about it is sometimes these guys don't like to re-talk about it. So we're just going to play that by ear. To see how that works out. But I bet we'll have 3, 4, or 5 in the series. We're just going to see how that works out. And, you know, another thing I just want to highlight that brings this show to you, and that is these great partners that I get to work with. And Hooters Restaurants is one of my great partners, and they have 5 locations, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, Colorado Springs, and Loveland. And they're having March Madness. And it is, I always have loved March Madness, and I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention, but they have all kinds of specials. And these are for dine-in. If you buy 10 boneless wings, you get a Big Daddy for $14.99. You can buy 15 boneless wings and get a 64-ounce pitcher for $20.99. Those are to go, or for dine-in. They do have to-go specials as well. And on Wednesdays, you can buy 20 wings and get 10 wings for free. That's on to-go. And so that's the day to do that. But all their specials are on my website. So go to my website, and you can check that out. I wanted to give us our quote for today, and I thought I would go to St. Patrick. And St. Patrick, he flourished in the 5th century in Britain and Ireland. The feast day is March 17th. He's the patron saint and national apostle of Ireland, credited with bringing Christianity to Ireland and probably responsible in part for bringing Christianity to the Picts and Anglo-Saxons. He's known only from 2 short works, the Confessio, a spiritual autobiography, and his letter to Caroticus, a denunciation of British mistreatment of Irish Christians. And that's from the Encyclopedia Britannica. And he said this, he says, "Be still and know that I am. Be still and know. Be still and be." I thought that was really amazing, Steve. What do you think?
The second you came, you tossed it to me, I instantly, how the brain works. In 6th grade, we did a play, and guess who was St. Patrick?
You?
Me. And, oh, I remember, because it was such a hassle, we took a piano stool and made it look like a rock with paper. And every time, you know, you sit out on the piano stool, the paper would crinkle, because it was like the paper of a paper bag's made out of. So I remember sitting there doing this very long read or oration, and every time I moved, the paper would crinkle.
the things you remember from grade school. Well, it's nice to know we have St. Patrick in our midst. So happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Hopefully Lauren has something better than that.
Okay. We're going to get to Lauren in just a moment. But Patty's been pulling a bill of the day. And this bill that we wanted to mention is complicated. It's House Bill 21-1164. And it's a total program, they call it a total program mill levy tax credit. But ultimately, what could happen, and this is, we'll actually have the link on the website tomorrow. It says, taking on Tabor, Colorado school funding proposal would raise local taxes in some districts. And again, it says property owners in some Colorado school districts would see gradual tax increases over the next two decades, ultimately generating hundreds of millions more each year for K through 12 education under a bill backed by Democrats in the state legislature. And it's a complicated funding mechanism that we have here in Colorado where local governments or local school districts get local funding from some property taxes, but then the state comes in and backfills. And it can be different on how much the state has to come in and backfill each different school district, depending on just where their mill levies are at. And the Democrats have whined for years that this is not equitable, that this is not fair. So instead of lowering taxes across the board, or actually really, I mean, we see more and more money going to administration instead of to the good, great teacher and the classroom. So instead of actually trying to lower taxes, make us more efficient, what this in essence is going to do is it's going to raise taxes in several different school districts. And ultimately, Steve, you know, we've talked about the World Economic Forum, how they're going to get rid of private property. And I think one of the things that they're going to do is ultimately make it so difficult for people to pay their taxes that it'll be difficult to keep their homes. But basically, it says from a state school finance standpoint, what they're doing is pushing some of this off onto the local property owner. And that'll be both your businesses as well as your property owners, your home ownership. And so keep an eye on this. The Tabor Foundation has looked at this and said this is ultimately a tax increase and they need to ask the people for this. And again, you're seeing the machinations of politicians say, oh, no, we're fixing something that had a mistake in it. And so we're not going to ask the people. And ultimately, this is going to end up as a tax increase. And so we wanted to keep that on your radar. Let's move over to Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group and find out what is happening with the interest rate market. Lauren Levy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Kim.
And what is happening with all the crazy spending in Washington, D.C.? What are interest rates doing?
Well, interest rates up until today have kind of just been hanging steady since the last time we spoke. Today will be an interesting day because it's the Federal Reserve meeting and the announcement that they'll make today. And there's a lot of eyeballs on this because of the threat of inflation that people think is out there. And people think the Fed might change their analysis. I don't think anything's going to happen as far as raising rates for quite some time, but they might say something like they're planning sooner rather than later to maybe buy less mortgages in the open market or something like that. And if that happens, we might see yields on the Treasury notes move higher and interest rates move higher, but we don't know for sure. There's a lot of people watching today's Fed news.
It's so interesting that that would occur just as we're starting to get into the spring real estate buying season. There's always something going on, isn't there, Lauren?
There's always changes going on. It's such a fun industry because things are always moving and shaking based on some news.
And many people have refinanced or they're looking for a home. Probably now would be a good time to get pre-qualified with coming into the spring buying market, correct?
That's absolutely the truth, especially as competitive as the housing market remains. You need to know your purchase power. You need to know what you're qualified for before you ever go looking because things are so competitive that prices can move up fairly quickly within a simple negotiation. And you need to know how high you can go in order to win that property. So it's imperative that people are pre-qualified for sure.
How can you help people do that then, Lorne?
The best way is it's a simple, probably 10 to 15 minute phone call. It's free of charge. And the best way to get pre-qualified is to just call us at 303-880-8881.
Preparation is so important, and being pre-qualified as you're going into this market. I've seen a number of houses in my neighborhood come up for sale, and it seems like they're turning very quickly. So being pre-qualified is the thing to do. And again, that number is 303-880-8881. That's Lorne Levy, 303-880-8881. Thank you so much, Lorne. And you are a valued partner of both the Kim Munson Show as well as America's Veteran Stories, and appreciate it immensely. You have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Thank you, Kim.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, as many of you know, Governor Polis had issued an edict on for March 20th that it is a meat out day. In response to that, many of our beef producers, our meat producers, have created a whole bunch of different events. We're going to talk to a couple of guys that are doing some great events in their communities. We'll be right back.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. You can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And happy St. Patrick's Day to each and every one of you. I am so excited to have on the line with me Tyler Schmidt. He is the owner of Two Rivers Barbecue in South Fork. And he is one of the guys that has decided to do something to kind of push back or bring attention to Governor Polis's edict of Meat Out Day. Actually, we all know that meat is a great source of protein in a healthy diet. But Tyler Schmidt, welcome to the show. What are you doing down there in South Fork?
Good morning. Well, we're just trying to stay warm today.
Now, did you get much of the snow that we got up here in the Front Range?
No, we didn't. We just got a little bit of wind. So that's too bad here.
Well, tell us what you're doing at Two Rivers Barbecue.
So really the whole the purpose of this is really to give back to the 4-H programs and the FFA programs that brought myself up, brought my family up. And so what we're going to do is we're having a meet-in day to really promote agriculture here in the valley. And you know, six county area, ag is our main source of income down here, and that's been under attack in the last 10 years with the water situation flowing out of the San Luis Valley, and really farming has seen a decline here. So we're going to do a special event at our restaurant just to kind of give back to those programs that helped raise us, and so we're going to donate 10% of all of our proceeds for the day to the San Luis Valley Fair.
I love it. I grew up in rural Kansas, in western Kansas, and I so appreciate the FFA programs and 4-H. 4-H, I think, is really instills tremendous values in kids, and I wish that urban kids had the experience of 4-H as well, because I think it really builds character, appreciation for hard work, and really appreciate what you're doing there with Two Rivers Barbecue. What's going to be on the menu exactly? Have you decided?
So it's going to be our regular menu. We're just going to cook extra heavy. Of course, you know, we're a barbecue place, so everything's pretty much meat-based. But, yeah, we're expecting a huge crowd, so we're going to double cook and see how we do. But just from the responses that I've got off of our Facebook posts and, you know, obviously reaching up as far as Denver, I mean, we've gotten people's attention with this. And a couple of friends of mine that are in the restaurant business here in the San Luis Valley are doing the same thing. So hopefully we can raise some good money for the kids.
Well, good for you, Tyler Schmidt. And that's Two Rivers Barbecue in South Fork. It looks like you would actually welcome some city folk if they happen to come out as well, yes?
Absolutely. Come on down.
Okay. Thanks so much, Tyler, and good luck and have a great time this weekend.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. And on the line with me is Willie Altenberg. He is with the Centennial Livestock Auction in Fort Collins, and they're doing a very cool event. Willie, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And March 20th is, I'm calling this Eat Meat Week, because we're featuring a number of our producers or our people involved in the industry and the events that they're doing. So what's happening up in Fort Collins?
Well, it happens to be our annual bull sale. And so March 20th, Governor Polis picked on us. And so we're selling 120 bulls on our annual bull sale. And it is at Centennial Livestock. And so several of our sponsors, you know, our suppliers, said, Willie, could we have a barbecue in the parking lot of Centennial Livestock during your bull sale? And I said, you all come. And so many of our sponsors have just pitched in beyond belief and are supplying the beef, are doing the barbecue, are inviting all of the people in the local area. I mean, we're right in the heart of Fort Collins. And, you know, we don't want to feed just the agriculture people. We want to feed Larimer County. And so they're invited. And I think it's going to be a great turnout. And so they're doing hamburgers and tri-tip, and so from 11:30 till 4 o'clock while the sale is going on, while I'm going to be trying to sell bulls, they're going to be serving the public. And, you know, we just want to tell people what our product is about. I don't know why you picked on meat. I mean, agriculture, it doesn't matter if it's lettuce or green beans. You know, it's not a meat out day, it's a meat in day, and all inclusive. Agriculture's got great products, including meat. So that's what we're doing.
Well, and agriculture is a big part of the Colorado economy. And so, Willie, it's astonishing to me that Governor Polis would have this meat out edict. I find it very interesting that there has been tremendous attention that has been put on this. And just backing up, the World Economic Forum, which meets in Davos, one of their goals is that we eat less meat. If, first of all, it's not their business on what everyday individuals choose to eat. But I see that this is kind of a global thing that Polis is pushing forward, and we need to push back on that, because meat is an essential component of a healthy diet. And I think people take it for granted when they go to the store and we see an ample meat counter. And as you mentioned, all of the produce, I think people have taken that for granted. And we need to make sure that people don't take that for granted and understand that we need to support our agricultural industry in Colorado instead of trying to encourage people not to use our products. What's your comments on that, Willie?
Well, of course, and the industry, the science support that. And I'll just make a comment. I mean, when COVID hit, what was the first counter that was empty? I mean, besides toilet paper,
it was the meat counter.
It was the meat counter. And you know, we don't buy meat at the store because we raise our own. But when I went there, everything was empty except the fake meat. I mean, the hamburger was empty, the steaks were empty, and the only thing that was left in the counter was the fake meat. People love it, and they enjoy the nutrition of it. And so, you know, I'm prejudiced beef, it's what's for dinner. But, I mean, people love it, and I don't know why he picked on it and said, you know, we're just going to have a meat out day. All he had to say was we're going to have an agriculture day and promote our product. It's the number two industry in this state. I mean, besides tourism, agriculture is number one. And it doesn't matter what segment you're talking about, but meat, beef, I'm just going to say today, because that's what I raise, is one of the great products that we have to promote, and we're going to do it on the 20th.
Very good. And on that, I guess Governor Polis has now proclaimed that March 22nd will be Ag Appreciation Day, but I find that that's a little hypocritical to do that. And so I love what is happening on March 20th. Throughout the state, Willie, people are having great Eat Meat events. And this one up in Fort Collins at the Centennial Livestock Auction, that looks like that's going to be a lot of fun, Willie.
Well, it really is. And we appreciate the sponsors. And I hope the urban people turn out and just come, you know, get a tri-tip sandwich, get a hamburger, and just come see what cattlemen are about. You know, we appreciate our customers and the great industry in the state.
Well, I appreciate the industry immensely as well. So, Willie Altenburg, that is going to be this Saturday up at the Centennial Livestock Auction in Fort Collins from 11:30 to 4. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yep, thanks for asking.
You bet. And Jason McBride, Senior VP, Presidential Wealth Management. I love having all of these meat producers on this week. It's just makes me so appreciate our state and all the hardworking people that contribute to our agricultural industry, Jason.
Well, I agree, Kim. I think it's great that you're helping to give them a voice against this type of thinking, and I certainly am not planning on having a meat out day for myself.
I'm going to be having meat every breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday, and meat is an important part of my diet, and it gives me energy, it helps keep me going, and I really appreciate that. And as Willie said, during the whole COVID-19 thing, the first thing that, when you went to the meat counter and it was empty, I remember I had a lump in my tummy that, my gosh, people could start to go hungry. And we have take our producers for granted, and we can't do that. We can't have public policy that's trying to shut down our industries, Jason McBride. We just can't let that happen.
No, I don't think that's very wise for the economy. It's not wise for the producers, and it's not wise for the citizens of the state either. So it's not a good idea, in my opinion, in any way, shape, or form whatsoever.
That's for sure. So let's move over, though, to everyday individuals, their own economic well-being. There's so many unknowns out there. We had Lauren Levy on. He said interest rates may be a little wonk. Over the long term, I think we're going to probably see inflation. But you're in the business of helping people try to plan for all of these things, even though there's a lot of unknowns, Jason.
Well, that's true. And I'm having a lot of folks right now, clients and listeners and new people coming in alike that, you know, they're concerned about the market being so high. You know, one of the worries is that it's going to drop and they'll still be in it. But I'll tell you, there's a lot of concern at the same time that it's going to keep going up and they could miss out. So, you know, we search for solutions when there's a problem out there. And, Kim, I believe there are some solutions to those exact problems where you can at least eliminate part of your downside risk, where still having a chance to, you know, participate in a healthy amount of the market if it does continue to move up. So all is not lost. There isn't a situation where there is no solution to that at all, except to just kind of wring your hands, cross your fingers, and hope. So we can help folks with that.
Okay. How can people reach you?
The best way, Kim, is just give us a call, 303-694-1600. That's 303-694-1600.
Okay, Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Kim.
And we're going to go to break. When we come back, Brad Beck, you know him, my good friend and also co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, has written an op-ed, Catching Leprechauns. And it's a very interesting take that he has on this about this whole cultural appropriation culture that we have now, and we need to address that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Brad Beck.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute, to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Jed Hewlin over at Water's Edge Winery is serving green wine all month. You just have to tell Jen to make it Irish. Tonight, blues man Jack Hadley will be singing the blues to help celebrate the one-year anniversary of 2 weeks to flatten the curve. And that's tonight, St. Patrick's Day. You can make a reservation by going to wewdenver.com. That's wewdenver.com. Sounds like it's going to be a fun evening over at Water's Edge Winery tonight. Hey, Brad Beck, co-founder of Liberty Toastmasters, my good friend, welcome to the show.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, Kim, and to all your listeners. May it be filled with hot memories and happiness and laughter. And the pot of gold is really friends like you. So thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, and this is a very special day. It's not only St. Patrick's Day, but it's your birthday.
It is. And thank you for that. And I'm the only Irish Jew I know besides the former mayor of Dublin. So happy St. Patrick's Day to all.
Let's talk about this piece that you've written that went out in the newsletter this week and then is on my website. And I love the picture of you. You actually did catch a leprechaun. But the title is Catching Leprechauns. And it's so sad to me now that instead of appreciating other cultures and other food, that now it's called cultural appropriation, and it's like we can no longer appreciate others. It's astonishing to me what's happened in our country, Brad.
It really is. And, you know, I've always celebrated holidays, whether they were American holidays or some of our friends from far-off places, and whether it's St. Patrick's Day and wearing the green and having corned beef and cabbage and having an adult beverage and honoring the saint, or Cinco de Mayo, or if it's Juneteenth, any of these holidays that are great holidays to celebrate. It doesn't matter your background, your religion, your ethnicity. It just is a fun time to participate and honor those who celebrate those different days. And what's unfortunate is there's a group of folks out there that if you wear a sombrero on Cinco de Mayo, you know, that's cultural appropriation. If you wear a Halloween costume, that may be offensive to somebody. And I'm at the point in my life, just get over it, folks. It's time to push back and say enough's enough. And there's enough great people in this country who can just say, you know what, thanks for your concern, but I'll wear the sombrero. I'll wear something that you may not like, and you just have to get over it. And I think more people need to do that.
Well, and I mean, I remember Halloween. You know, we would dress up as people from other cultures. I remember my, well, let's see, I'm trying to think. I think one of the kids had a Norwegian costume with, you know, the horns and all that. And
Vikings,
yeah, the Vikings. And And it, you know, it's kind of make believe. That I mean, that's one of the things that, that's so great about human nature is make believe, that you you know, can get creative and think of, you know, think of yourself outside of your box as well. There's creativity to that. And Brad, it's just, it seems like this whole cultural appropriation thing happened quickly. Or what do you think?
Well, you know, Kim, if your listeners haven't done the opportunity yet to look at the President's Advisory 1776 Commission, which they can still go online and find out, this was the commission that was put together by President Trump, and it had a variety of people, Larry Arnn and Carol Swain and Matthew Spaulding from the Kirby Center in Washington, D.C., and Mike Gonzalez. And Mike Gonzalez, I just had the opportunity to listen to him at a live event here in Colorado. And he wrote the book, The Plot to Change America, and how identity politics is really dividing this wonderful country that we have. And in this 1776 report, they give a whole history of where this all comes from and why. And if you look at the intellectual origins of identity politics, it goes back to the early Marxists, Gramsci and Marcuse. These were folks who were from the Frankfurt School. They developed this critical race theory, and that they created a group of peoples from different places. I'll give you an example. The term Hispanic, if you ask your friends who are from Latin America, from Mexico, from Guatemala, from Puerto Rico, from anywhere in the world, Cuba, from Latin America, and you ask them, what are they? They're not going to say Hispanic. They'll say, I'm Cuban, I'm Colombian, I'm El Salvadorian. That's awesome. Very few, unless they're really active in a movement that is looking for victimhood and power, will say that they're Hispanic. All my friends that are Hispanic, who I grew up with in Southern California, who are from, their family was from Mexico or different parts of Latin America, they identify as from those places. They've never said I'm a Hispanic guy or I'm a Latinx person. And these are all identifications of people that the government has agreed to put on forms that are government forms, census forms, and they're a way to get money and power and create victims where there were no victims. The Hispanic people are hardworking people. They've always been that. But even that term, when you use it, I would say people from Latin America have greatly enriched our country, and we should welcome them with open arms. We just want everybody to come here legally and safely, and cut out all the trafficking that's happening and the illegal drugs that are coming into this country. And so this is an opportunity for us as Americans, doesn't matter your background, to say, you know what, we value you, you're an important part of our culture, you enrich us with your traditions, and we just want to celebrate it.
Well, and it's interesting, so you mentioned that this whole hyphenated American thing has, I think, somewhat been divisive as well. And now I can't remember. I'd interviewed a very prominent black commentator, and I think it was DeRoy Murdoch. I think that's who it was. And he said that he did not come from Africa, that he is not an African American, that he is a black American. And that kind of stopped me in my tracks. It's like, true. I thought, again, I think that this is in claiming a different continent instead of claiming this American idea over time, I think has been very divisive as well. Your thoughts on that, Brad?
I totally agree. I mean, the American motto, e pluribus unum, you know, out of many one, we should have that on our hearts. That should be, it doesn't matter where you're from, your heritage, where your people came from. I have friends, you have friends, and we have, that are mutual, that are Americans by choice. They knew when they grew up in whatever country, if it was in China or Sweden or Cuba, they felt this need to be free. And that's why they and their families moved here and adopted and assimilated into this great American melting pot. And we celebrate that. I'll give you a funny story. My wife's Presbyterian. I'm Jewish. We celebrate Passover every year, and our my wife's daughter, my one daughter that lives here in Colorado with us, she was over for Passover, and my wife made a wonderful traditional Jewish Seder, and she actually, don't tell anybody in my family, but cooks better than most of them. and I just had it recently because I'm a little under the weather. I'm calling remotely today, but matzo ball soup is Jewish penicillin, so it helps like chicken noodle soup. But my daughter was over, and she was eating the matzo ball soup, and she looked at us and just said, "I love being Jewish." We just laughed because she wasn't raised that way. But, you know, the acculturation of different foods, I mean, when we go out to dinner, you say, do you want Japanese, Chinese, Italian, Mexican, Ethiopian? You know, we have all these different types of foods and places to go and festivals to go to celebrate that. And it shouldn't divide us. And the people that want to divide us usually are from educational institutions, usually are from special interest groups. I think you call them PBAs, PBLs.
PBIs, yeah, PBIs. Politicians, bureaucrats, and interested parties, yeah.
Yeah, and the interested parties are looking for power. They're looking for money. And any time there's a special group, I tend to walk away and say, you know, I don't want to be a part of that. I want to celebrate everybody and have a good time and enjoy life and really celebrate the differences that we have. And we may disagree on a variety of things, but at the end of the day, I think we have to look at whether or not the American experiment, which, as Margaret Thatcher talked about, you know, America is an idea. Europe was founded on history, and America is founded on the idea of individual rights, on property rights. And it is one of the most incredible experiments in the annals of human history, and we need to celebrate that.
Well, we really do need to celebrate it. And this American idea, as you mentioned, no other country has ever been founded on an idea like this. And what's been so frustrating for me, Brad, is that those that want to divide us, these politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties that want to divide us because I think it's of power. And I also think that they don't have an appreciation for their fellow human being. Whenever you want to dominate another human being, you don't appreciate another human being. And this American idea that all men are created equal by God, with these rights from God of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, is an exceptional idea. And when we talk about America being exceptional, that is an exceptional idea. Now, what's so frustrating is because we're human beings, we don't always get it right. And those that want to divide us want to focus on the time that we don't get it right instead of working towards this exceptional idea. Brad, your thoughts?
We, as you know, Kim, and we both studied with a variety of folks who kind of pounded this in our head, and I never learned it in school, but I don't know about you, but we're all equally human. I don't know anybody who's more human than anybody else, and that means that, you know, nobody is above or below anybody on the law. We're all equal under the law, or should be, and should all be treated with dignity and respect. Now, does that always happen? No. Is America the perfect place in the world? Absolutely not, but it's the best place, and it's the last best hope of humanity, I believe, and it's the only place where you can come from absolutely nothing, and if you just bend over and work a little harder, and, you know, there's gold in the streets. You just have to work for it, and those people that do work, that put the effort in, you know, it's not always fair, but you'll have an opportunity that you won't have anywhere else. You won't have the corruption. You won't have the, although I say that, and, you know, there's more and more government interference in our lives every day. But when people have the persistence and the determination to make their lives better for themselves and their kids and their families, you know what? We have the opportunity to do unlimited things. And the source of all our wealth is in our minds. And we have to take that opportunity and run with it and really do things that make our lives better for human flourishing, for all people.
Brad, I am making so many notes that I want to talk with you about. We're going to go to break. I'm talking with Brad Beck. He's written a very interesting piece, Catching Leprechauns. Before we do that, though, another one of my great partners is Castlegate Knife and Tool. And knives have been around since the Stone Age, and for good reason. They're functional, durable, and versatile, and they're an essential part of the all-American toolkit. So whether you're a hunter, an angler, an outdoorsman, or a chef, you have probably a favorite knife or two, but you need to probably add another one to your toolkit. So Castlegate Knife and Tool is a family-owned business. They're located right here in Sedalia, Colorado, and they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. So check out Castlegate.com. That's Castlegate.com. We'll be right back with Brad Beck.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson, Sunday afternoons at 3, here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Oh, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I love that song. One of my favorite. Is that cultural appreciation or cultural appropriation, Brad Beck, that I love Danny Boy?
I think we all do. I love all Irish music.
Oh, I do too. Such an important conversation we're having here, Brad Beck. It's so interesting how you can take something, a title of Catching Leprechauns, and we are having this very serious conversation about what is happening in America. And when I did the promo, when I'd written that, I remember that they used to say that America was this big, big melting pot. And certainly people would note other cultural differences, but yet we were this melting pot. We were Americans. And of course, with my America's Veterans Stories show, I interview so many different veterans. I've interviewed probably 160 World War II veterans. And even though those guys, they might say, hey, I'm an Irish Catholic from Boston, and I was, you know, the guy next to me was, a farmer's kid from, Midland. They were Americans. And this assault on dividing us, instead of Americans first, doing the descriptors, instead of being a big melting pot, they want to make a salad bowl that doesn't really get along much. What's your thoughts on that, Brad?
Well, on the 20th, I'm going to have a steak. So instead of a salad, I'm going to eat beef. And, that's just
I'm going to have both.
But, the picture that I sent you and you put in the article of me catching that leprechaun was the first year that I attended the St. Baldrick's. We shaved our heads for a group of people for charity for kids with cancer. And unfortunately, I don't have any hair anymore, so I don't shave my head. I don't have to. But I still send money to friends who participate in that. And we were all there doing something together, people from all different backgrounds and ideologies and ethnicities and religions, shaving our heads for a cause, for kids who had cancer, who by no fault of their own have this terrible disease. Well, just like all the different holidays that are so much a part of America, and then all the different backgrounds. I had a neighbor who lived near us for several years, and they were Indian, and they invited us to their Diwali, their Festival of Lights celebration, and it was wonderful. And, there are just so many different opportunities to celebrate people. Why in the world we'd want to divide more people as victims makes no sense, other than if people want to gain power and try to make more money from other people's pockets and their sweat and their toil. It's just amazing to me that this idea that started back in the 60s of victimhood into the different groups, whether they was Hispanic or Asian Americans or whatever the other terminologies, there is even
or women.
Women, yeah. Groups, this third wave feminism. When feminism first started and the whole suffrage movement, it made a lot of sense. And our neighbors to the north, Wyoming, was, I believe, the first state to give mm-hmm. women the right to vote, had some of the first legislators. These were all things that needed to happen.
And so it takes time sometimes for them to happen. They don't happen overnight. Human history by itself has not been pleasant. And it's only in the last 250, 300 years that this experiment of America has proven itself to be the best experiment in human history. And so when I say push back on this, Western civilization needs to survive, because if it doesn't, the world won't survive. We've seen this play over and over throughout history. When I went to college, I got accepted at Loyola Marymount University. They had a great film program, TV film, communication arts. That's what I studied in college. And, you know, it was a Catholic university. Cross as you drove into the campus, and, you know, it was taught by nuns and the folks that teach there at Loyola. And I learned the quote from St. Francis of Assisi, and that's where, you know, you have to seek first to understand, then be understood. Somebody took that and made a business book about it. But it really talks about, you know, understanding other people, or better yet, understand yourself. You know, people are always talking about helping others first. Well, I think you got to be helping yourself, have to work towards understanding who you are and what you're about, and have your own philosophy underground and under bedrock, and then help other people if you can. And I think we're a better place, a better country for doing it that way.
Well, in the Christian verse, love your neighbor as yourself, I think that what has happened sometimes is people forget that loving yourself is an important component, and not in an unhealthy way. But I think it is important, what you just mentioned, to understand yourself. A couple of thoughts that I'd written down. First of all, when you start to divide people into groups, and I say, this is one of the things that we have on the show, I've said, if you have special rights, you don't have equal rights. So if you get special rights because of whatever descriptor that government and society has put on you, then government is force. And so if somebody has special rights, then government can act altruistically and take from somebody else, stealing in essence, but take from one person to give to another because of those special rights. That is so antithetical to the American idea and the American experiment, Brad.
Well, it's incapable to be part of the American principles with this identity politics when you separate people out and they don't have a common understanding of our citizenship to be self-reliant and self-assertive and self-restrained and have civic knowledge. If you don't have those basic components in the culture, then you start deteriorating. And people don't understand the virtues. They don't teach the virtues unless you go to a classical academy these days, and thankfully there's several throughout the state, but we need more of them. And what they teach there is from philosophy, from a philosophical basis, from a virtue basis, from character. You know, Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics, it's all about character. And so we should encourage these. I like the idea that you talked about earlier in the show about building a library for your family, for your kids, for your relatives, for your friends who have young children, and starting to share these ideas with them, because the indoctrination that's going on now in our schools, whether it's elementary school or on up, is just mind-blowing. They're talking about all the things with the environment and weather change and climate change, and yet they're not teaching them math and reading and basic economics. And in the long run, those things that are everyday economics, basic English, they're going to get an individual further along than worrying about the climate. We have human ingenuity and technology that can address these things.
Absolutely.
And to promote human flourishing. I'm thankful we have an energy sector still that has and produces fossil fuels, because if we didn't have fossil fuels, this last week with this 2 feet of snow, we'd be like Texas. And, you know, they had some pretty incredible results from just going more solar and wind. And we have those here, and our governor wants to do more of them, but they're unreliable. And we need a constant source of energy. And so our friends in the oil and gas and energy sector are important, just like our friends in the cattle industry and in the beef and chicken and pork. They're all very important for our economy, but they're also important because they help us grow and live a flourishing life.
And I tell you what, Brad Beck, the politicians and these bureaucrats and interested parties that are trying to shut down these industries that help everyday people thrive and flourish, we need to make a change on that at the ballot box. And we've got just about 45 seconds left. Brad Beck, what's your final thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners this morning?
Well, I would say enjoy other people's cultures and backgrounds and heritages. Go to their festivals. Enjoy St. Patrick's Day this evening. I might have been a little under the weather. That's why I'm not in studio with you today. But I may even have a little hot toddy and say a little a blessing, Irish blessing, to the famous saint and say sláinte and enjoy the day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day and happy birthday, Brad Beck. Thank you so much for joining us on this very, very special day for you.
Thank you, Kim.
And our quote for today is the Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back, my friends. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically. Strive for high ideals and, like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. You are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them.